Aircheckdownloads.com.
Ray and Mac in the morning.
It's Sally from Highcliffe.
Sally!
What can I do for you?
I was just ringing up to say that I'm ever so glad you've joined 2CR FM because I've enjoyed the radio more since you've been on it than ever.
Hillary, where are you calling from?
I'm in Bournemouth.
And what can I do for you?
Well, I've been a bit of a bad girl in the past.
Okay.
Where I used to work, there was this awful woman who worked there.
Yeah.
Dreadful woman. And nobody liked her, and she thought she was wonderful. And in the ladies' loo, she kept a bag with all her makeup and all her bits and hairspray and toothbrush and all this sort of stuff. So I went in there one day because I needed to go to the loo.
Yeah.
And I took her toothbrush and I weed on it.
Oh!
And
oh!
I put it back in the bag. And every time I looked at her after that, I thought, yes, she's using her toothbrush.
Last night, I had a religious experience. It was dark and I was sat in my tiny one-bedroom flat in Boscombe. The only light coming in through the window was from the flashing neon sign from the off-license over the road. Suddenly, an angel appeared before me. It was a vision. The angel said I could have one of two things. My choice. I could have infinite wisdom or £1 million. So I chose the infinite wisdom. Moments later, she asked me how I felt, and I said, kind of disappointed. Just realized I should have taken the money.
I'm Graham Mack. Had a great weekend. It was my 10th wedding anniversary. So me and Julie went to Paris. In France, you know, they don't care about nudity. Oh, no, like, all the statues and paintings are of naked people. And the girls at the Moulin Rouge, they dance topless as well. And Julie opened the curtains of our hotel room yesterday morning, and in full view, in the window of the apartment across the street, was this naked man having a stretch. You could see everything! He was about 70, with a long grey beard. And one on his face, too. I am feeling very, very different today because I have moved from Boscombe. Yes. Yes, we've moved from the noisy neighbours, from the ceiling that caved in. Oh, yes, we've moved to a new place. And it's posh. Oh. It's refined. It's quiet. It's relaxed. Exclusive. And it's changed me. Now I'm more civilized. I'm more cultured. I'm more suave. I'm more debonair. Hang on a sec. Hey, Martin, pull my finger. I didn't go for a minute there, though, did I? Sharon from Christchurch, it's your birthday.
I've been at home opening my birthday presents.
How old are you?
I'm not telling you.
Why not?
Because it's over 30.
So? Why are you celebrating it, then? I don't understand this with women. Men do not make a fuss of their birthdays. Women always make a fuss.
I know.
Weeks before, they're dropping hints so everyone at work can buy them at a plaisir. Yet, the only thing that changes on your birthday, the only reason why you have one is that you're a year older, and that is a secret. Now, either be like blokes, don't make a fuss, don't mention the age, or make a fuss and mention the age. Not make a fuss and then don't mention the age. I do not understand this concept.
Okay, I'm 31.
You old bag.
This morning I was walking to work along Niverton Road, Bournemouth. Yes, the red light district. And I happened to see one of the ladies of the night being arrested. As the cops slapped the handcuffs on her, she said, "You pay extra for that kind of thing, darling."
Something I'm just not used to in Britain after living in Australia for so long. It's all the topless women in the newspapers. You don't get that over there. I mean, look at that. What's this? This the Star, and the yeah. Sun's just as bad. And, like, some of these women have got really big knockers. No, I'm sorry. It had to be said. I can't help thinking, what are they going to look like in a few years' time? or you know, or when they've had kids or something. I mean, they're going to be down here like those African tribal women, you know what I mean? Yeah. They'll be able to have the baby in a backpack, and when they want to feed it, they'll just sling one over their shoulder. Once upon a time, there were some towns. Five towns who were brothers and sisters. They all got on with each other. There was Westbourne, Southbourne, Northbourne, Wimbourne, and Eastbourne. Then one day, Eastbourne said, I'm off to Brighton for the day. So Eastbourne packed up his little lunchbox and skipped away to Brighton. He got on so well with Brighton, Brighton said, why don't you stay? And little Eastbourne said, bugger it, I will. We're asking the kids, what are your parents like on the phone?
My dad's on there for hours, and usually it really shows up on the phone bill.
The one that really shows up on the phone bill is when Dad's on the phone and you can hear him going, and what are you wearing? Every day this week you're going to hear another famous local busker. This one really is a cracker. You must have seen this bloke. Martin the Gingerhead Boy Wonder. This is the bloke, the old bloke that usually plays in Bournemouth.
Yeah, down by the square by Nat West.
On the island of Capri, where I found her, neath the shade of the old apple tree.
Hello there, who's this?
I'm not even going to say it. I've been so bad.
Okay, that's okay. You can be anonymous if you've been that bad. Just what have you done?
Okay, many years ago, my friend and I, we met a famous Radio 1 DJ.
First letter of his first name.
M. He took us back to his hotel, me and my friend, and we did the you-know-what.
Hang on.
This isn't the bad bit. I mean, no, everyone has sex.
This isn't the bad bit. So there's you and your friend, who is a lady, yeah?
Yeah.
And you are in the hotel room with this Radio 1 disc jockey.
Yeah.
And you were both together with him.
Yeah.
So there were three of you. Okay, and then what happened?
Well, after a very sorry show on his part...
Oh, dear.
He fell asleep. But the worst bit is we took £20 out of his wallet and sneaked out.
About
4 o'clock in the morning.
You bad, bad girl!
I know, I can't even begin to imagine why I'm even telling you.
There are plans to introduce extra testing for Dorset's taxi drivers. They were discussed last night. Councillors want them to take a training course. Never mind a training course, try and get them to take a shower! It's our receptionist, Rachel, who is about to do something with her mouth that most men would die for. Rachel, will you please tell us what you are about to do?
I am about to open a bottle of beer with my teeth.
Yes! Yay! This is a bottle of Budweiser, thanks to the Manhattan Bar and Deli on Westover Road. Okay, Rachel. Here we go. Yeah! Beerchecktownloads.com.